off of his four-wheeler, what I saw was someone who had blacked out on the top of that hill, and as you were falling, your arms were behind your back, and you were heading head first into the ground. So in my mind, I was thinking, what in the world is happening to Chip? He's literally heading face first into the ground, arms behind him. So what had happened is he had blacked out. So I think there was a little different idea on how high he was and also how he was falling off the four-wheeler. But regardless, he made it. The scar's pretty cool. So I'm proud of him.
Joe's so funny about that darn story. Just because I blacked out, she claims that the cliff was only 3 or 4 feet. She's positive that I like sort of fainted or blacked out before I ever even hit the ground. Look, I'm positive. I'm 6'3". That thing was at least 12 foot tall. So when I fell off of that cliff, I did in fact sort of black out to some extent. I don't remember it very well, but I'm telling you, I was holding onto the back of that seat and I was coming across that thing like Superman. And had I been able to pull myself back on that seat, I literally would have landed it and would have become a legend instantly. But of course I lost my grip, fell face first, 12 stitches later, you know, rocks clinking in a silver stainless pan there at the hospital. I'll admit it didn't end so well for me.
My parents still talk about that day that Chip drove straight from the coast of Mexico back to Waco, Texas. I basically had said, if you don't come back, this is over. So to Chip, it was a big deal. He drives all the way back. And I remember it was really late at night. We get this knock on the door. And when I went to see that it was Chip, I remember he looked so dirty, like he hadn't taken a shower in weeks is what it looked like. He had this backpack on. Shiner was just sitting to the left of him. And then he had this plastic looking lasso attached to his backpack. It looked like he had basically walked here from Mexico. When I saw the look on his face and when my parents saw the look on his face, we all knew right then and there, this isn't the time to wear him out. We welcomed him in and the rest is history.
So look, I don't know what Joe's talking about a stupid looking plastic lasso. That thing was sweet. Here I am in Mexico. I hadn't been on the road for more than maybe 2.5 hours. I stop into a store and I literally am thinking, listen, bro, you're on a very tight budget. Mama's back at home running these three businesses. We've got no money in the bank. You better do this right. And I go into this Five and Dime and I see this lasso. And I thought to myself, look, only the essentials. So, of course, I left that Five and Dime with just the basics, just what I thought I needed to get through this trip. So I, of course, had a boatload of Twizzlers, had some sunflower seeds, I had a big foam-looking number one finger, and I bought this lasso that I kept envisioning was going to be able to help me in some life-or-death scenario, only to find out that when I was running across that pasture trying to escape from that raging bull, that darn lasso kept nicking the backside of my boot and literally almost tripped me. And had I fallen because of that lasso, I'm convinced that that bull literally would have killed me right there in the desert of Mexico. So look, these books are really labors of love. You know, Joe and I think I've said this publicly, but this experience, this entire book writing experience really surprised both of us. I went into it thinking that she was going to do it. She went into it thinking she was going to love it. But in fact, what we found was that she was only so-so about the whole experience. I mean, she enjoys writing, she enjoys the process, but the actual wordsmith part, the actual reading and writing and re-editing and rewriting, she kind of falls out at that point. Where here I was writing these books, really pouring my heart and soul into them. And by the time I felt like they were mostly written, obviously Joe would step in and interject her perspective, but that was it. I mean, I felt like my job was over, only to find out a few months later that we were actually required to do the audio portion of these books. Well, that sounds well and good. The only problem is that story I told about the first grade, not being able to say my ABCs, unfortunately, that stuck with me. I graduated from college with like a third grade reading ability. So as I read through these chapters, it's very difficult for me to inject the amount of passion and interest that I intend for them to have. So here today, as only my beautiful wife, Joanna Gaines, can do, she came in and was kind enough to do our foreword, and she read it so beautifully. I sat literally with the tear running down my face as she explained the nuances of her foreword. And I just sat there and thought, why in the freak did I not learn how to read in kindergarten like everybody else? But there's nothing we can do about it now. Jo's beautiful. She's got a voice that was made for radio and television. And I'm funny. Maybe. Maybe. Look, as most of you probably know by now, you know, when we film a television show, it takes about 6 months for that episode that we've filmed to actually air. So every now and then we'll get into a funny pickle about somebody saying, why are they wearing a sweater? Well, it was because it was winter when we were filming the episode, and then it was summer when you were witnessing it. I've got the same opportunity here in this book. I mean, here I am, months before this book is actually going to be released. So what I can only imagine is that you're driving down the highway. It's probably about November, December 2017. And I'm, in fact, completely retired from what brought me here in the first place, a little show called Fixer Upper. And what I hope for myself is I hope that I've felt the overwhelming sense of satisfaction that we've run a race and we finished strong, and that we've accomplished what we set out to accomplish. And what I hope for you, as you listen to this book, I hope that you start the journey of accomplishing what God had for you to accomplish yourself. Thank you for spending your hard-earned money on this tape. It means the world to me. God bless.
You've been listening to the audio production of Capital Gains. Text copyright 2017 by Chip Gaines. Production copyright 2017 by Thomas Nelson. No portion of this recording may be reproduced without the prior written consent of the publisher. For more information on other books and audio products from Thomas Nelson, please visit your favorite retailer or visit us online at thomasnelson.com. Capital Gaines was recorded and mastered at Back at the Ranch Studio by Brian Konzelman. For more information, go to ranchstudio.com.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.